This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off hour number three in studio. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been all over the map, the round earth map, not the flat earth map. That's a completely different map that we don't ever travel to anymore.
But I saw a great video.
Oh, I'm sure you did. The one with the lemon, and the plate.
Did
you
see that? I have not seen the
one. Oh, I'll send it to you. It's great.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely hilarious.
The earth is indeed a lemon.
Oh, and did you see the video that explained what flat earthers think happens during a solar eclipse?
No.
No.
Oh, it's absolutely hilarious.
All right.
Two spinning, so the sun is one spinning thing going around the flat earth, and then the moon's another spinning thing going over the flat earth.
How do you think
somebody gets
to that point where they're like literally believing? Like, do you think it's just not enough social interaction?
My question is, so you've come up with this weird scenario to where a solar eclipse could happen on a flat earth, but what about that lunar eclipse?
Well, I think to answer your question, there have been people that have doubted whether the Earth has been round since people started saying the Earth is round. People walk outdoors and they don't see rounded
horizons.
You know what I mean?
I think the majority of their, philosophies there, are based a lot in fear and, paranoia of, Antarctica, we can't go there because the government, and it's all these open-ended...
People go there. All the time.
Maybe, but that's what I'm saying, is that their philosophies, and I've noticed this, I feel like there's actually a handful of, libertarians that I think might have, some type of paranoia.
Oh,
because
we do.
Oh, it's more than a handful.
Yeah.
And there's, group of them or something that I'm kind of I don't know, is mental illness contagious?
No, I count myself among them in some respects. I mean, I do believe that our government does some acts of complete evil that they are not upfront of.
I mean, there's groups in there. I mean, we've seen,
But regarding flat earthers, like I said, this is not a new theory that the Earth is flat. The Earth was a theory before the theory that the Earth is round. People just realized it was flat. So you have this historical aspect, number one. And secondly, I think the real resurgence has been due to social media. And I will say some people that have monetized this very successfully.
Yes.
Putting together all sorts of, quote unquote evidence. They don't really offer evidence, but they bring up questions and say, where's the answer for this and where's the answer for that? So, some people tend to look for conspiracies.
I will say this, that if, and you don't have to be high, because I wasn't the first time. If you lay down, and I forget if my head was facing due north and I leaned my head a certain way, I actually could feel the rotation of the earth.
This is where we say we want some of what you were smoking.
I wasn't high the first time.
Okay.
So just saying that, it is possible to feel the rotation of the earth. Your calls and thoughts welcome about anything.
Did you hear, on the topic of paranoia though, did you guys see that video?
There are a bunch of videos.
Okay, the filming that I did for News to Share.
Right.
Well, my friend Ford Fisher, who runs the media production company, he filmed the Charlottesville stuff.
Right.
Well, some guy, I guess, picked apart his live stream footage of Charlottesville and made a YouTube video called Analyzing Charlottesville.
54 minutes long.
It's 54 minutes long. It's 300,000 views.
Yeah, I don't have that much time.
Yeah, but he's picking apart the live stream. It comes to this conspiracy conclusion that Ford Fisher's some agent
moon van.
Yeah, that during his live stream, points the camera right at the two vehicles and two of the three vehicles involved. And so the guy starts going like, why would he look right at it? And perhaps, like, is this the reason...
He knew it was going to happen. He's all part. He's part of the conspiracy.
He knew it was going to happen, and he goes and look at. He's filming the protesters going down this road, so he might be giving basically intel to like some government false flag operation. And I'm like,
yeah, it was. Wow. I did watch.
But it's got 300,000 views.
I was doing that doesn't mean that people watched the entire thing. That just means 300,000 people started watching the video.
Right. Well, I'll say I'm one of those people that had the entire thing playing while I was doing work from home. So I saw the video. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting. Let me pop that up. And I thought it might be something
like knowing,
compelling.
Knowing Ford personally, I had to watch it. You know what I mean? So I'm watching it. And I thought it was a joke at first. And I saw it when it only had like... a couple, like maybe 2,000 views.
It could be a joke.
But that's the thing. The thing is, and here's where I come from.
I think this guy's serious, though.
Right. But here's where I come from with a lot of conspiracy theories is our government is consistently lying to us. And you can go back and you can see all these conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Let's talk about the Gulf of Tonkin. Okay? The start of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, the government... stated over and over that this is exactly what happened, and then guess what? We find out it was not that way. We can look at
the USA Maine that got us into the Spanish-American War.
We can look at the Lusitania.
I don't think people that sit behind a computer and never leave their house are really fit to, you know, pick apart a live stream video and
conspiracy. I get it. But I don't misjudge anybody who digs.
I mean, the guy was giving him crap for taking a 3-minute break under an awning after wearing a bulletproof vest in like 100 degree weather in a crowd full of people.
To be fair, you have a relationship. Let me say that completely again.
There are all kinds of relationships.
You know Ford. So, yeah, you're a little defensive, but I understand when all this stuff happens day in and day out, we find out some other way that the government has lied to us, that people do start suspecting everything, every action.
They
see this and they go, here was this big blow up, it came out of nowhere, and here this guy, at least it seemed to one person, seemed to be at the right place at the right time and got all these particular angles. I get it completely. 99% of this stuff is just insanity, but every once in a while they get it right.
Rock, because he thinks literally the government needs to have people on the ground live streaming vehicle locations, right? They're using Ford on the ground, his live stream. They're secretly watching so that they can tell where the vehicles are and where the crowd is so they know how to execute their plan, because we don't have like drones or anything that can fly. We don't have GPS technology.
We can't tap into every single video camera on that entire street.
Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of nuts and conspiracies, we've got Ricky calling in on Skype. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, Brother Darryl, I wish that was the case. I truly do.
How are you, Ricky?
Hi, Ricky.
Hi there, Sister Heather.
Hello.
Brother Chris.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Well, Confederacy. I tried very hard ever since I was 15 years old, and I'm 43 years old now. I tried just like Jefferson tried. And just like Jefferson knew. And the moment he became an anti-federalist, and the moment he went on that route, later on, it's a kind of a sad story with Tom at the end. I feel the same way. And it's time.
What are you talking about, Ricky? Go ahead. Continue your thought.
Civil rights. Freedom and independence for all with liberty through democracy. There's only one way to achieve that, and that would be Section 1 and 2 and 7 pursuant to Section 20 and 21 of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Article I, in my case.
Right.
That would be my freedom of speech. That would be
right
my
to bear arms.
Well, I'm sorry. My inherent rights of mankind.
Right.
My free, my political power. My freedom of speech. My right to bear arms, and also my right to petition.
Right.
It's all right. I think you're trying to get to a point somewhere.
Grab a piece
of paper and a writing utensil and jot down some notes and make your point. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now. Because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Bosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Five, 855. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we kind of went down a road talking about some conspiracies, but something that is not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. You can save big time on things that you're going to purchase from Amazon. And you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25%, up to 33%. Again, on things that you were going to buy from Amazon. So what you do, you go to saveatpurse.com, put things in an Amazon, or create an account. You then put things in an Amazon wish list. You import that wish list into your account at saveatpurse.com, and you fund the account with Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrencies. And then you wait a little while, sometimes a couple hours, sometimes a couple of days, depending on what size savings you're going for. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I recently bought a crepe maker and wound up saving 19% because I used saveatpurse.com. Back to the phones, or actually back to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you were trying to make a point about Confederacy and Thomas Jefferson and anti-federalist and rights and something. Continue with your thought.
Well, history's repeating itself. As of 2016, logical, scientific, and other reasons for all of that. The point being, I sit here with my $2 bills in my hand. One for each state and the Commonwealth. I got 100 of them. I like to have an edge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I admit it to myself throughout the years, there is only way. Just like Jackass said, but he don't see what coming. I do. The only language
who?
He says...
What?
Jackass, that would be our president.
Oh, okay.
At least for now, till we have a new one.
Okay.
You would make a good president of New Hampshire, Daryl. I don't know about Pennsylvania.
He's run for president of the United States.
New Hampshire used to have a president, but, you know, after the current constitution, the president of New Hampshire became the governor of New Hampshire, was elected yearly until the mid-1800s, then became every 2 years.
Which is the shortest term for governors, us in Vermont.
Tied with Vermont, yes.
Yep, do 2-year terms. We can throw the bums out with more frequency.
So continue with your thought, Ricky.
Well, I mean, the thing that the man with the plan feared the most is revolution and the Civil War. It's already too late for the revolution. Official last July. Now, as far as the rest, he ain't going to be in control of that either, even though he's trying with Antifa and all of that.
Why do you feel it's too late for revolution?
No, it's not too late. It's already going. It's too late for them to control
stop it.
And
so you're saying revolution is occurring now. Okay.
Yes, and it needs in the Civil War. Yes, I have been encouraging it. It needs to be on our terms. And we take back what is ours, plain and simple. And the tools we have, all that we need to do is people need to feel that they can. People need to be able to feel comfortable in who they are and what they believe in, and ultimately finish it. And then we have freedom and independence for all with liberty through democracy. And that can be, of course, and will be, with a Confederate flag and a shotgun by your side.
Okay.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I want to talk a little bit about Confederacy because you brought that up. And,
sure.
And I'm just wondering, Ricky, do you support the idea of replacing the U.S. Constitution with something more like a confederacy? And just on general, very general terms, a confederacy being a somewhat loose organization of sovereign states?
First off, let me go the other way around, starting with what we have, and that's what we need and what we got, the state constitution.
Okay.
But second of all, as far as the government goes with the Constitution, it needs to be blown away completely.
Okay, so do away with the federal Constitution.
Yes.
There is no more these United States of America, and you have 50 sovereign states, and that's the end of it as far as you're concerned?
Nope. One more thing that's the big question. What do we do with the executive branch? What do we do with the money?
Well,
how does that work?
If you did away with the Constitution, there would cease to be an executive branch. Correct.
You see, but these people aren't just going to leave.
Well, let's just say that there is a revolution or there is a civil war or whatever you're saying.
Let's go one step further and actually give an example from history.
Okay.
What was it, 1990, possibly 89, after all of the republics had seceded from the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, leaving just Russia, and was it Boris Yeltsin that then stepped down as president of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics? There wasn't then just a group of people that said, no, we are the rest of the executive branch of the USSR, and we're staying put.
Right.
No, they went home.
Yeah.
So similar sort of thing if, the United States of America federal government ceased to exist. Well, all right, everybody go home now. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right. And I think New York would probably come out the best because they could seize the holdings of West Point's gold. They could seize the holdings of the Federal Reserve's gold in New York. Kentucky would do very well seizing that.
In theory,
potentially.
Presuming anything's actually in Fort Knox.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If there is any gold there at all. And you could see Maryland or Virginia, or maybe Maryland, Virginia fighting over the land that is D.C.
No, that would default to Maryland because all of the parts of the District of Criminals that were originally taken from Virginia went back to Virginia, and the vast majority of that is now Arlington Cemetery.
Yep. Well, there you go. So, maybe it would be that peaceful or not.
Thing, though.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're not interrupting. Go ahead, Ricky.
Okay. I mean, when you were talking about that, the one thing that was in news working and kind of forgotten was New York, in the sense that part of it,
mentioned New York.
But part of New York wants to and did become part of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and secede, part of the secessionist movement a few years ago.
Hmm.
I'd be more than happy, as long as they abide by the law of the Commonwealth and freedom and independence for all with liberty through democracy.
Now, those words are completely contradictory, and I'm not going to hold you over to explain why liberty and democracy are contradictory. Ricky, you said liberty through democracy. Those words contradict one another. One says that you have rights. The other says you only have rights if a majority of people agree. Thank you for
the
call, Ricky. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, Daryl, I just want to say that I have also dreams of flying. Just like you. So
okay.
I was thinking, yeah, so I was like, well, how could I'm not a bird. How come I have memories of flying? Well, from many of my readings is that, in Atlantis, continent of Atlantis, people could levitate.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so the gardens have to be beautiful from above. And so, and I've always been, always attracted to, knowing more about Atlantis, and I think we both had lifetimes on Atlantis. Do you have memories of being on Atlantis? I've always read a lot of things about it.
Daryl?
Nope, I have no memories of being on Atlantis, but, dreams about flying. don't necessarily mean that you lived on Atlantis or that you ever actually wound up flying. Well, according to dreamscloud.com, dreams of flying may represent high hopes, feelings that nothing can hold you down or keep you from reaching your goals. It could also indicate that you're feeling in control of your life and your emotions.
So, Daryl, do you believe that people may experience more than one life, that the consciousness lives on and it may appear at different points in space and time? That's kind of what you're describing,
Oh, I've been
Sarah.
So high that the past, present, and future all happen simultaneously and time doesn't exist.
No, I mean, some people really do believe that, be it reincarnation or just perpetuality of the soul and its ability to manifest itself at various points. I personally don't think it's far-fetched. I have no evidence of it. I've never experienced anything like that that I know of. But then again, I don't remember most of my dreams.
Flying can also signify that you're compensating in your subconscious from a lack of freedom in your waking life and may suggest that you're overlooking or avoiding things.
How about you, Heather? Do you think the soul lives on?
That's a good dream interpretation. Yeah. And I just want to mention that, you know, the Atlanteans helped the Egyptians build the pyramids. They have levitation technology.
That's a theory.
They have pictures. You know, the hieroglyphics, they've seen pictures of the levitation rod. It was not the people that moved the stone. It was a levitation of rod technology.
Well, that theory makes more sense to me than the nut job who analyzed the video. So
just
I'm going to give Sarah points on that one. You know, that theory sounds so much more plausible.
I think it's careful.
Big rocks, get up there. Chris.
I try to be careful what I'm saying proof of, because there, I don't know if there's actual proof, but there are certainly things in hieroglyphics and things that have been passed down that, you know, to me, some pretty amazing things. I mean, we talk about, you know,
maybe
the little visitors things that look like airplanes that were found inside the tombs. Really interesting. The hieroglyph of the guy that looks like he's wearing a spaceman suit.
Yeah.
Really interesting. Does that mean that, you know, spacemen and a flying thing came to visit the ancient Egyptians? No. Does it mean that they didn't? No. It also doesn't mean that either. There are things that we will never know the answer to, and I think you will drive yourself crazy if you try to find an answer to everything.
Oh, of course. But I think some of these things we may, and I think it's interesting stuff to look at. What do you think, Sarah?
Well, the thing is that a lot of my readings is that the Atlanteans, they had vehicles that floated above water, that is floated on top of the ground, and they had the vehicles that floated, and then they had submarines also. So I don't know the pictures of these aliens in spacesuits. I don't know what they really are, but I'm sure that the aliens have, you know, have come and visited our planet. I was also told that people that were here, that were actually planets from other planets, they actually lived on other planets. Like, for example, the Zulus, they actually came from the Dark Star planet, their ancestors. And
the
they have
Dark
acclimated.
Star planet, where is that?
Did you say Dog
Dark
Star?
Dark Star planet. So they're plants, and the lot of I don't know what they know where they're from because they have pictures of the planet in the orbit. And then they know that that's where they're from. So a lot of the people that are here, they're originally not from planet Earth. They came in like a spacecraft. And then they planted here.
Maybe that's why Mars is desolate, because, you know, thousands of years ago, humans left Mars after they destroyed that planet and came here.
Could be. I just want to say that thank you, Sarah, for giving me my Art Bell moment. I always wondered what it would be like to host an Art Bell show, and this is it's kind of like Coast to Coast AM.
Well,
kind of cool.
Do it again, okay? I'm having a lot of fun, so I'll definitely bring it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you have any other weird dreams, let us know.
I, for one, can't wait.
Sarah, thank you for the call.
To answer Chris's question earlier, though, I do think that there could be something like I don't know, else out there in terms of the soul and it living on and consciousness. It is, when you look into that from like, quantum physics and, and all that stuff, it is very, very interesting. Especially with the transhumanism movement, right? There's that guy out in like California.
Zoltan. It's Van Zoltan.
What he is doing, it sounds crazy when you first read into it, but then when you think about like all this cyborg stuff that's going on. And look at the people that are wanting to freeze their bodies there and like get brought back to life at a later date and all this crazy stuff that's going on.
Speaking of, the transhumanist thing, did you see the story from a couple of weeks ago about the pacemaker company that had to recall a bunch of pacemakers because there was a hack vulnerability because all of these pacemakers were IoT devices?
Yeah.
Wait, what is that? What do you mean IoT?
Internet of Things. Do you know what the S in IoT stands for? Security. Do you know what the P in IoT stands for? Privacy. But there's not a P or an S in IoT.
Yeah, basically pacemakers work wirelessly. I mean, once the thing goes inside you and it's keeping your heart rate steady, then any interaction, like when they go to program it or when they have to charge batteries, they can do it.
My grandmother had one. She couldn't go near our magnetic cooktop.
Yeah, I believe it. If things are made wirelessly and they're made to communicate, then, by default, they can be hacked. That's not
There were, I think, like 500,000 pacemakers that wound up being recalled. The people had to go in and have some kind of upgrade to it to secure it from being hacking vulnerable.
465,000 people.
Is close to 500,000.
It's a big number.
That's crazy.
But back to what you were talking about. I think, I think that the human body, I think we are animated by some charge. There is electricity within our bodies, and then when we die, that charge dissipates. We know that based on the conservation of energy and matter, that nothing can be destroyed. It can only be transformed into something else. I don't think it's far-fetched. I don't. Hmm.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Fred calling in from New York. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. So I'd like to keep my topic like on Earth.
It'll be a relief. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on, Fred. Hold on. We'll bring you back. Your calls and thoughts welcome. Metaphysical, physical, sub-physical. I don't even know if that's a term. Quantum physics. I know that's a real word.
It is.
Basically, anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over
over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I want to invite you to try MyPillow risk-free for 60 days. Well, not mine because it's mine, but you can get your very own MyPillow. And it's going to be the best pillow you've ever used. And if you don't think so, you can get your money back. Again, 60-day risk-free try. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for a long time. When I went to Rogers Campground a couple weeks ago for the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival, yep, I took my pillow with me because it's that good. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually take your MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Get all of that dead skin and dirt off of it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it for some reason in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, guaranteed to last 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Fred calling in from New York. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, you might be able to tell I'm pretty young, but lately, like, you've been hearing all these stuff about, like, nuclear bombs and stuff. And like, have you ever just sat and wondered, like, what if you just saw, like, coming out of the air, and all of a sudden there's an explosion in the distance, and everybody's running, what would you think?
I kind of grew up with that. So I'm like, you're very young. I'm very old. I'm not very old, but I'm old enough that I grew
up. Chris used to ride a dinosaur to high school in Bedrock High. Yeah. I went to school with Pebbles and Bam Bam.
I grew up during the Cold War, so through most of my life, we were under the constant threat of the Soviet Union launching a preemptive missile strike against the United States. It was something that we were taught in schools. We practiced getting underneath the desks and told not to look out the windows because we could be blinded by the flash of nuclear bombs and things like that. And it was sort of drilled into it. People talked about building bomb shelters because, you know, if the Soviets, if the Russians are going to nuke us, what's that going to be like? So
I don't think in this day and age, though, like that.
A threat isn't really there.
I don't think I don't really think there's a threat there. I mean, the United States is number one in terms of its military technology and power. I mean, we dominate. We're in 220 countries, for crying out loud. Like, we are, like, the number one. Like, if any attack is going to happen on American soil, in my opinion, you're going to need some type of, like, inside intelligence to allow it to happen.
I disagree. I think it's pretty easy to fly a nuke over and to land one. What I think keeps that from happening is the understanding that it is a suicide move.
I don't think so.
So Kim Jong-un, if he really wants to destroy his own country and himself and wipe it off the map, then he could lob a nuke at the United States or at Guam.
What's the term for that?
Mutually assured destruction.
Yes.
MAD.
And Fred, thank you for the call.
At least you might let him talk a little more. He might have had more questions.
Yeah. But that is the deterrent that we've always been under.
Fred, call back next Thursday.
Yeah, please. That is the belief. That's what keeps us safe. That, you know, if you launch against us, we have so much, we'll turn your country into a sheet of radioactive glass.
Yeah, well, that too. We also have, like, an incredible defense, you know what I mean, in order to counteract, like, if somebody were to fire off a missile toward the United States.
Yeah, have you really been following the results of our defense? The track record is not great in anti-ballistic missile technology.
I know, offense spending is a little bit higher up, you know, than defense.
Oh, very much so, but we've been trying to develop this technology since the 80s, you know, with Reagan and his Star Wars program. We're just going to come up with lasers or missiles that are going to shoot the incoming missiles out of the sky. Right, but it's tough. I mean, you're talking about things that are moving at real high rates of speed, two objects moving at really high rates of speed that have to explode very close to each other or strike. So the tests that we've done have not been, they don't give me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
I feel pretty good. I think that, you know, if anybody were to try that to the United States, that we'd have some type of, you know.
Yeah, well, in the last defense. 50 years, when other countries have had that ability to attack us, no one has that way.
Yeah, because we would, I mean, I think after, I hate
right,
to say, but Nagasaki and Hiroshima,
right.
You know, the United States, you know, has that heat of passion.
So being somewhat of a prepper. And,
you poke
and,
us. And
exactly. one of my favorite books, sort of the post-dystopian books, was...
Go ahead, Chris, give us your book of the week.
Well, it's kind of blasé, but 1 Second After by Steve Forstchen. I'm probably getting the first name wrong. The basic premise is this, that North Korea develops a very rudimentary...
William R. Forstchen.
Thank you. Develops a very rudimentary nuclear program and is able to mount a nuke on top of a missile. But instead of launching from over there and trying to actually nuke us, what they decide to do is to put these missiles on container ships, sail them into the Caribbean, and lob them to a very high altitude over the United States and detonate them there. What that causes is what's called an electromagnetic pulse, which can wipe out the entire power grid, wipe out most anything that has transistors that isn't tube-based.
Yeah, but if they have the technology that can do that, then the United States probably already has technology that can prevent that, is what I'm saying. Is I think the United States is one step ahead of everybody else.
That's where we're not, and that's what bunch of congressional hearings have proven, that we are not prepared. Our electronics and our power grid isn't hardened against an electromagnetic pulse attack.
Right. The only way to defend against an EMP, as I understand it, is to basically put your electronics inside a Faraday cage.
Yeah. And there are other ways, and the military has lots of hardened hardware, and it doesn't mean, even if they did that type of attack, it doesn't prevent us from pick one of the, 100 nuclear submarines from launching on North Korea and wiping them out. The reason they did it from the Caribbean was because in the book, nobody's exactly sure who the culprits were. And
right, because there are dozens of countries in the Caribbean.
Right, so it was just it was kind of an interesting thought experiment there. The problem is we're not well-hardened, and we are so dependent on technology that if we lost all cell phone systems, if we lost our power grid, people today don't know how to, a lot of people don't know how to start a fire. How do you plant and garden and make it through a winter in New Hampshire?
Start a fire with a 9-volt battery and steel wool.
That's one way. That's correct. But that was the novel. And that's,
start
that's
a fire by having friends like Daryl.
Exactly. Invite MacGyver over to spend
and
your,
to answer
spend
the,
your apocalypse.
To answer the actual question of what would you do if you saw a nuclear blast, well, if it's close enough to where you can see it, basically the only thing you have time to do is bend over and kiss your butt goodbye.
I would hope I'd be one of those people that like end up living and I just get like radioactive superpowers.
Oh, see?
And that's where the X-Men come from.
That's
exactly
my conspiracy theory. I'm immortal. I can't be
taken out.
What would
your superpower be? Or if you could pick one, what would it be?
She would be able to literally even.
I'm going to live forever. I want to be immortal.
Immortal?
Immortality
can't be killed?
I just watched Twilight the other day,
okay,
so I'd be
cool.
Like Edward.
You have to watch the British comedy Misfits.
What would your superpower be?
God, I don't know. I've often thought, I think the most useful would probably be maybe invisibility or something like that.
Daryl's would be
flight.
Best crepe flight. Maker.
You want to fly?
Ever.
Flight.
Flight, like you could when you lived in Atlantis.
Yes, exactly like that when I made crepes in Atlantis. And
air
then
crepes.
And then I put on that spaceman helmet and visited Cairo and just totally confused everybody, and they thought I came from Uranus.
Daryl helped build the pyramids.
Exactly. All conspiracies started with Daryl. Now it all makes sense.
It's like
full circle.
It's like if you watch Game of Thrones, there's the Bran is all the Brans theory. Well, no, just Daryl is all of the people throughout history that did all of the unexplained things. Apparently,
nice
is one theory. I don't buy into it. We're out of time for tonight. Otherwise, we could continue going down this weird, weird train.
But an interesting show.
We're always live. Always available online at freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.